All right, welcome back to the Grizzly Brothers podcast. I have Mr. Josh Bybee here, the owner and author of Deadshot Nutrition. So thanks for coming on, Josh. Appreciate your time. Looking forward to the conversation. Yeah. Well, let's jump right into it. I want to hear your story. So your company's not that old, right? It's relatively new.
Yeah, it's relatively new. Really, 2 years. It's been 2 years since I walked away from my 9-to-5 and started this venture. So I've had a lot of, peaks and valleys along the way. We'll get into that. But yeah, 2 years ago, almost to the day, is when I left my job, my career, to start my own thing.
That's awesome. So what's your background and what kind of brought you to this point?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so I'll start really, really early on. And really, this just helps, paint the picture of, why I'm passionate about what I'm passionate about, why I love the outdoors. I'm, interested in nutrition and nutraceuticals. So we'll start, I grew up in a home where, the deer hunt, it was like Christmas morning. Every year, as early as I can remember, I look forward to opening day of the deer hunt to go hunting with my old man. More than almost Christmas morning, so my dad is from a really small town in Southern Utah, and what he did for entertainment when he was growing up was, he'd hunt and spend time in the outdoors, ran a trap line when he was in his youth to, earn money selling pelts. So from a really early age, I was introduced to just the outdoors. I remember running trap lines with my dad when I was younger, of course, hunting, and, really just grew to love the outdoors and everything that it offers. I also was an athlete growing up and, played a lot of sports, played a lot of football in high school, and I got into weightlifting through, football, and in my early 20s, through all my 20s, actually, I got really into bodybuilding and fitness. At the university I attended, they didn't have a major for nutrition, but I took every nutrition class that they offered. It was just something that I was very interested in. And, wasn't a degree, did it more for just out of curiosity and just a passion for nutrition and, and how it just applied into, my life at the time, being way into fitness, bodybuilding, stuff like that. So because of that, I had a buddy of mine get a job right out of school, and he got a job at this company called VMI Nutrition. And I remember him telling me about, he works at this place, VMI Nutrition. And I was like, oh, nutrition. That's what I studied in school is nutrition. He's like, really? He's like, oh yeah, well, we manufacture like protein powders and like pre-workouts. And I was like, what do you mean manufacture those? And he explained, they were a third party manufacturer that did dry powders, like protein powders, BCAs, pre-workouts. Mm-hmm. And my mind was just blown. I was like, oh my gosh, like that's so awesome. And he was in account management, and so anyway, he's like, yeah, every once in a while, I'll post, on their, or they'll post on their Facebook page when they're hiring, and you should check it out. So I followed that page and just like would check all the time. And sure enough, a couple months later, they had an opening for account management, and I applied and got a couple interviews for an account management position. And after interviewing with this company a few times, they let me know that they were creating a research and development department, an R&D department. So it's like a food science, right? So my background in nutrition, because of my background in nutrition and just like my how much I love fitness, they offered me a position in research and development. So I have no classical training at all, you know, in that kind of atmosphere, food science, you know, application work. But, you know, I jumped headfirst and learned to swim. And I was there for 5.5 years. And in those 5.5 years, I learned a lot about food science and a lot about product development within the nutraceutical space. So we worked with a lot of big brands in the sports nutrition realm, and they would come to us with a concept like, hey, we have this pre-workout, or we have this thermogenic or this BCA powder. We want to launch, 3 flavors. And a lot of times, like in the lab, we would develop the product and create the flavors that they wanted. And I managed that applications lab for 3 years, and really just, got a lot of on-job training, learning the trade of formulation within the nutraceutical space. Worked on a lot of cool opportunities. And like I said, I was there 5.5 years. It was great. And then I got a job. There was an opening at a bigger manufacturer, Capstone Nutrition in Ogden. Mm-hmm. And this opportunity was better pay and is a lot closer to home. And I got a job there in research and development. And what was cool about Capstone is, VMI, where I was before, we strictly were dry powders, protein powders, BCAs, pre-workouts. Capstone did dry powders, they did capsules, and tablets. So I wanted to learn the solid dose space as well. And so I started working at Capstone. I was there 5.5 years and had some really, really cool opportunities. Kind of my feather in the cap there at Capstone was I was the in-house powder expert and, flavorist. Mm-hmm. And that's my background is, flavor development. So there 5.5 years, me and my wife, we own a few different businesses and done fairly well in some of those ventures. And because of that, I was able to eventually, walk away from a pretty good paying job to pursue my true passion. And that's to, own my own nutritional or supplement brand. And really, that is how I got into this space and how I landed where I am today. So started Deadshot Nutrition a couple years ago. Started with, our first product. It was a nootropic meant to aid, the marksman or the hunter. It was called Calm and Focus. So it was a formulation meant to provide a calming focus. It had caffeine and theanine, and then also other nootropics to help with cognitive function. And then later, I launched my hydration product, the Deadshot Hydro. It's an everyday electrolyte drink, and I launched that been about 8 months ago. So, and that's my hydration drink's done really well. It's been a great response, and that's where we landed today. So
that's awesome. For those of you listening to this podcast, I'll give a little about how Josh and I connected. So I reached out to Josh because I was actually looking for a nutrition company that we could connect with and work with directly. I learned the hard way through years of knuckleheadedness that I need electrolytes when I'm out in the field. So I neglected to consume those on a regular basis. I would cramp a lot. So in the last couple of years, I realized how vital electrolytes are to a good hunt, especially in the hot weather stuff that we do. We do a lot of it here in California. And I'm one of those guys that sweats a lot. So I'm just constantly losing fluids. So I realized like this is an opportunity to work with someone who maybe we can field test stuff out here in this hot weather. It's a unique environment. I want to connect with a good brand, someone who has a shared vision. Anyways, all that to say, Josh, you and I connected. First things first, I wanted to try your product. So I ordered some of your hydration. Love it. Love the stuff. A lot of other hydration powders that I've tried, they have this kind of overwhelmingly like fake sweet taste. And it's just a bit much, you know?
Yeah.
So this, it's a more mild flavor. It's more palatable in my opinion. That's again, just my opinion, but yeah,
yeah.
I really liked the product. And that was the first step, is making sure we like the product. We shared it with the team. Everybody's loved it. So, you know, kind of into this conversation and hopefully unfold in the future between us. But yeah, that's really cool. It's exciting to see stories like yours. And one of the questions I wanted to ask, I'm going to just put you on the hot seat. What makes you different than all of the other brands out there?
Yeah, it's that's the million-dollar question, right? And that's where every brand in the space really needs to find, you know, their differentiator. And for me, what sets me apart is just the application of my products. I'm not, you know, a lot of nutritional brands, supplement brands, you know, they're more of like a marketing brand, which is fine. But I really want to bring value to my customer base by offering, you know, supplements that truly do aid them in their pursuits, their passions, you know, their hobbies. You know, so Deadshot Nutrition, it's targeted performance because those supplements, the supplements that I offer are targeted to aid the outdoorsman, whether, you know, that's the mountain biker on, you know, a weekend ride, the backpacker in the backcountry, you know, fly fishing, whatever it is, or, you know, the avid hunter in the fall. Chasing elk in September, or you know, mule deer or blacktail in July, right when it's 100 degrees out there. So you know, that's what really differentiates my brand is I want to cut the crap and not just have products with like label dressing or even just products in a product line that are just common products that almost every brand has because there is a lot of redundancy and a lot of just, you know, products that aren't really beneficial. Yeah. And, you know, and I've seen a lot of that and I've used a lot of products, you know, throughout my lifetime as a bodybuilder, as a power lifter, that really, you know, I bought it because the influencer told me I should, and, you know, I probably just poured a lot of money down the drain, and I don't want my brand to be that. And that's, you touched on something with where you opened as far as, you know, hydration. Like I wasn't the best at it. You know, hydration's foundational, an electrolyte drink, electrolytes, sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, those minerals like have cellular functions that are critical to performance, to fighting fatigue. And so it's not really, it's something that everyone can benefit from and, you know, everyone needs. And I think, you know, electrolyte drinks, you know, that marketplace within the nutraceutical field has really grown, and people are, you know, really realizing, like, hey, like, proper hydration is actually like a superpower. Really is, like, sleep, proper hydration, rest, recovery. I mean, yeah, those are like your superpowers for optimal performance. And so I know that in my experience, when I'm in the backcountry, you know, chasing elk, when I'm, you know, training in the gym, you know, for me, you know, hydration is one of those foundational pieces that I need. And, you know, electrolytes, it's stupid simple, and it should be stupid simple. You don't need, you know, to add, like, you know, BCAAs or, you know, extra ingredients to a hydration drink, really, to make it very effective and, you know, practical for the consumer. And that's where the hydro is a very simple formulation. But what sets it apart is the ingredients are premium, the flavor is premium, like, it's meant to be enjoyed. I wanted it to taste so good that people wanted to drink it, whether that's first thing in the morning when I, you know, when I'm not hunting, just, you know, 350 days out of the year that I'm not in the field hunting, I'm taking the hydro every morning. It's the first thing I drink when I wake up. It has
sorry to cut you off, but I was going to mention that because most people, they underestimate the value of a hydration first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, they roll out of bed, they go get a cup of coffee, they're more dehydrated. And yeah, so your brain is not functioning like it should, your organs, like, I kind of went down the rabbit hole over the last couple of years about the value of hydration. It's like you said, it should be simple. Most people overlook it.
Yeah, no, it really should. And, you know, I threw, you know, the vitamin C in there because, you know, when you're really, you know, exercise is a stressor, and it can, you know, when you're, you know, hunting and you're 7 days, you know, in the backcountry, or 5 days, or even 3 days, like, you're exerting a lot of energy. You're not sleeping the best. Like, you know, I take mountain naps. I love mountain naps. You know, I sleep pretty good in my tent now. I've done it enough that I'm pretty comfortable in the backcountry. But, you know, it's still not as good as it is, you know, when I'm home in my own bed, right? And so that immunity boost of vitamin C, you know, you get 100% daily value of vitamin C. And then B6, B12, you know, those two B vitamins are critical for proper, you know, cell function, as well as, you know, fighting fatigue and recovery. And, you know, so that's the vitality boost. And then other than that, it's just, you know, natural sources of electrolytes, coconut water for your potassium, Himalayan pink salt for your sodium. And it's delicious and it's refreshing. So it's meant to be enjoyed, you know, first thing in the morning. You know, that's what I drink first thing in the morning, whether I'm at home or in the field. And then, you know, I'll tell you, when I'm chasing elk in September and I come to that mountain stream and it's time to refill my algae and, you know, filter that fresh spring water, it's nice to have that, you know, paradise tropical fruit punch on the mountain, or, you know, the Razz lemonade. You know, it's a nice little, you know, sweet treat, and all natural flavors, no artificial dyes, you know, premium ingredients, and no bull crap, no BS. And that's really what I'm going for with this brand, and what I really want to, how I really want to differentiate myself. I want to differentiate myself by being a subject matter expert that is offering, you know, supplements for the outdoorsman. I don't want to be a brand that's marketing to the outdoorsman. Of course, I have marketing. Of course, I'm, you know, I need to push sales to survive and continue on. But I want to be that expert that provides, you know, aids for the avid outdoorsman.
I love that. I've noticed a trend, and it happens a lot in retail. You have brands that develop as a brand, and they start with maybe a handful of high quality products that people connect with, right? And then as their brand gets more popular, their products, they feel like they can tuck in subpar products and still sell them because their brand has reached this market penetration in their space. And I'm not going to say the name of the brand, but there was a brand, I did a high country hunt, and maybe it was just me, but I did a high country hunt and I went specifically for high elevation. It was a waste of money. Like I got elevation sickness and I had to leave the hunt. I was an elk and it was just like, yeah. So I see that a lot. I see brands that develop and then some of the products they add because they have this following, they kind of decline. So I love that approach. Like we're going to maintain the product connection with the customer first. And then that's our strong point. We're going to stick to that. I love that approach.
Yeah. The authenticity, you know, there's just a lot, right? There's a lot out there and, you know, and it's a fine balance. Like you still have to market to consumers. You still have to, you know, have good marketing but you know, authenticity is really important. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to be and do, you know, with this brand. And you know, the Hydro has been a great success. And I know that people are connecting and relating to my brand because of that authenticity, because I don't have the budget that a lot of big brands have. I don't have the budget to, you know, flood your feed with paid ads or, you know, hit every archery shoot or every expo, you know. Like right now I'm a one man shop and I get to the ones I can get to. And that's the best I can do, you know, and just a slow build. And, you know, I just brand awareness from being, you know, authentic and really that authenticity builds trust, you know, with the brand. And I think that's really, really important in a very saturated market. So I may not have the, you know, exponential growth right away that, you know, some may have with a big budget, you know, I want to, you know, I'd rather build slowly and really build that trust with the consumer, with this brand and, you know, go from there and really go for more of a lifetime, consumer instead of just, you know, instant gratification. So, and you know, there's a lot that I want to do, you know, with that, because I tell people all the time, like, you know, supplements. Yeah. So let me back up a little bit. I'll share a little bit with my first product. So my first product, it was a Coleman Focus. I told you it was a nootropic, right?
Yeah.
And I still have a little bit of a cult following, guys that, you know, love it. The formulation of that product is premium. I collaborated with an old colleague of mine, an MD. He's, you know, a naturopathic doctor. He's a published author. And I worked with him on that formulation, and it's very efficacious, effective. It does what, you know, I claim it to do. A lot of people relate to that. However, the application or the dosage form of that product wasn't ideal. And it was a situation where, you know, it was like little beadlets meant to be poured under the tongue, you know, an effervescent powder poured under the tongue, dissolves, gives you that, you know, calming focus. And it was meant to be, instant release. And in development, you know, this technology was fairly new. I was still working. I was in, you know, the applications lab as we like developed it. And then some colleagues, you know, left, started their own company with this technology. They had the rights to it. And I started to work with them for my first product. And it was really like blue ocean, you know, innovative. I was really excited about it. And everything I created on bench or in development was awesome. And then when we scaled it to production, the performance, the flavor just wasn't ideal. You know, I had two flavors. I had a fruit punch and a peach flavor. And the peach flavor, I rejected like three production lots, you know, just based off flavor before I even finally accepted, you know, the fourth. And, you know, it just never, that technology never translated. And like I said, I did pretty well with those sales, but, you know, it wasn't what I was hoping. And, you know, that concept, you know, an energy that is clean without the jitters or the crash, you know, is still something that is very important, you know, for my brand identity. And, you know, the Common Focus 2.0 is in development, and it is something that I am looking to launch hopefully in time for the hunts this fall. So, you know, I have, you know, you have struggles. You know, my first product by a lot of measures was somewhat of a flop or a failure, and that's okay. You know, did enough to recover. I got the Hydro. The Hydro's doing really, really well. And I got the Common Focus 2.0 in development. And, you know, that offering, you know, the Hydro Common Focus 2.0, that in your pack when you're hunting this fall, you know, chasing elk, deer, whatever, that's going to be the perfect combo for, you know, for the outdoorsman, right? You got the energy, you know, it's not going to be a highly caffeinated, you know, high stimulant product. You got the Hydro for, you know, recovery, performance, you know, fighting fatigue. And, you know, so that combo right there really is in line with what I want the identity of my brand to be, right? And that's that authenticity and, you know, trust with building that trust with, you know, the consumer.
That's awesome. I think that's a story that a lot of people can connect with, you know, overcoming hardship, pursuing the dream. Yeah. I mean, we can relate to that in a lot of ways. It's been a slow, steady thing for us. We're 7 years in and, you know, yeah, we've had our share of pitfalls and overcoming things, but, you know, you keep the goal in line and it's cool to see what you've done. Talk a little bit about developing a product from beginning to end. So from concept to production, what does that look like? And maybe talk to some future products you might have in the works.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, it's really, you know, what's fun about this. And, you know, when I was at my first co-man, we had Innovation Fridays. So every Friday morning, the R&D team would present to our president, the plant president, like an innovative product that we had come up with. And that could be, you know, could be like a new flavor of like a current, you know, product line, or it could just be like a new concept in and of itself, right? Mm-hmm. And one of, you know, the products that I came up with, and this was like going back 2015, 20, like 10 years ago, 9 years ago, I developed a MCT collagen coffee creamer. And you know, that was like a really cool concept that I had just like come up with. And it was something where, you know, at the time the keto diet was really big and really popular. And, you know, a lot of my coworkers, even me for a short time, you know, we tried the keto diet and, you know, you had bulletproof coffee.
Yeah.
And, you know, collagen peptides, you know, it was like, well, collagen, you know, with a little bit of whey isolate, you know, you can make that a complete protein. So you're getting some protein, and then with the MCT oils, you're getting your fat. And, you know, I had it naturally flavored, sweetened. It was a French vanilla. And yeah, so it was just like a fortified protein, coffee creamer. And, you know, it's something that I came up with, and we actually presented to, you know, some, larger customers and everything. And, you know, that space, like, you know, that's something that people use. And by no means am I saying, you know, I was the one that came up with that concept or anything like that, but it is something that I developed. And the reason I share that story is because, that's how products, that's how development of a product starts. Mm-hmm. It first begins with an idea or a concept. And, you know, a lot of the industry, and, you know, it's a copycat. It's, you know, you see a brand come out with a product, super successful with it, and then you'll see brands imitate. And that's mm-hmm. fine. A lot of times, like, it's super important to imitate before you innovate, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is a principle of business. And that's totally appropriate. Like, you could say I did that with a hydro. That's fine. You know, but as far as, like, the innovation can be, you know, taking a product that's in the market and improving that, removing ingredients that are just redundant or don't really add much value, or more just label dressing, quite honestly, which is a standard practice in this industry. You just label dress something, but improving it, adding, you know, ingredients that are, have more research to back up claims, and looking at, you know, kind of pain points of your consumer, you know, so, a pain point of a lot of, you know, athlete outdoorsmen is hydration, right? Is getting dehydrated in the backcountry. And, you know, that's why I had the hydro, or even, you know, waking up dehydrated and then trying going to the gym and, you know, training or whatever and feeling like crap. Well, a lot of times it might be because poor sleep or poor hydration. So it's identifying a pain point, of your consumer that needs to be addressed, and then developing a product to, offer that. And, you know, I have books on, nutraceutical ingredients. I subscribe to, you know, some, websites that provide peer reviewed research, you know, on any ingredient that I'm looking to put in, to a product. So that first stage is just, okay, what is the pain point and how am I going to address it? And then it's doing research on, components, ingredients that can aid, you know, that pain point. And then from there, creating a concept, a formula for it. And then once you have that concept of a formula coming, you know, taking that to a third party manufacturer, having them, you know, start the development process. And, you know, from there, you know, taking, that formula, quoting out that formula, seeing where your landed cost is of just the base. And then from there, making modifications, tweaks to that. And then the development begins. And from there, you're looking at all the physical characteristics of the product, whether it's, you know, whether it's a dry powder, you know, that's going, you know, a dry powder like a protein powder or BCA, or a powder that's going into a tablet, or a powder that's being compressed into, or a powder being compressed to a tablet, or a powder going into a capsule, or even like an effervescent, you know, powder that just goes under the tongue, whatever it is, right? So then you start looking at the physical characteristics, and then, you know, developing that with the manufacturer, ensuring that it's going to perform as needed to produce at scale. And then, you know, once you have that finalized formula, then the fun begins of, printed packaging creation, finished packaging, packaging types, stuff like that. So, and then from there, you know, the whole manufacturing process begins, you know, bringing in all the materials. So from concept to product release can take, I would say at minimum for a brand new concept, at minimum, you're talking 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that's fast tracking it, right? You're more closer to 9 months, 12 months on new innovation. And even more if it's, you know, blue ocean, you know, you're really trying to differentiate yourself with, you know, packaging type or, you know, formulation or dosage form, stuff like that. So it really is, there's a lot that goes into it, right? And that's why another thing that sets me apart, and I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but another thing that sets me apart is like when I create a formula, I'm specifying everything of that formula. A lot of brands are simply white labeling products. So they'll go to a manufacturer, they'll slap on their label, right? Put their label on a product that they're already selling to another customer or whatever. Or, you know, some manufacturers just have base formulas that are available that, you know, brands can just pay to put their label on. And a lot of brands do that. And, you know, I don't do that. Like everything, you know, everything that I'm doing is formulations that I'm coming up with, concepts that I'm coming up with and bringing to market. So that's another differentiator. So that's the R&D process of developing a, you know, supplement, a dietary supplement.
So right now you have your hydration products, which what do you have, 3-4 flavors of those?
Yeah. So I have 3 flavors and looking to launch a 4th flavor very soon.
Okay. So you've got your hydration product, your nootropics are the 2.0, that's in the works, looking to get those launched before hunting season. Let's talk big picture. Let's say 3 years, it's let's call it May 2025. By May 2028, what are you looking to have on the market for consumers, for specifically hunters?
Yeah. So what I'm looking to have in market is a full spectrum supplement line. So full spectrum would be, you know, products for off-season training, right? Conditioning, and then products for the hunt, you know, for hunting season to aid you, you know, in the backcountry, aid you when you're shooting, full spectrum everyday supplementation, multivitamin for, you know, for hunters targeted, you know, towards the outdoorsman, and really just building a brand that is for the mountain athlete, and that covers all bases from, you know, off-season training to in-season performance, and that's really what my vision of this brand is, and, you know, what I want to offer. And then I also would like to get to the point where, you know, I have some, you know, cool products, not just apparel, or products that are in line with the supplements that I offer, and, you know, just building a full brand portfolio based around that.
Okay. So talk a little bit about your website. How do people find you?
Yeah. So website, we got a Shopify. So it's pretty simple. It's just Deadshot Nutrition, all one word, .com. And, you know, take you there to the website. We, you know, can ship anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and you can find us on Instagram at Deadshot_nutrition. Same handle for, you know, TikTok and, you know, Facebook as well. So,
okay. I also want to ask you, so we have a lot of, obviously, California hunters that follow us because we're California hunters. And a lot of these guys that hunt this state, like we've talked about, they're hunting hot weather, a lot of July, a lot of August. Most of our archery hunts start the third Saturday of August. So even in the high country, it can be 85, 90 degrees plus. That's kind of the vast majority of the state. It's hot still. Even September, it can be hot for rifle season when it opens.
Yep.
So what advice do you have when it comes to hydration and staying hydrated? Do you approach it like 3-4 days before the hunt, a week before? What about when you're hunting? How do you approach proper hydration in the field, hot weather?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, the thing about hydration is it is, you know, individualized. You know, some people sweat more than others. I'm a big sweater. I'm a big guy. And some people, you know, lose more salt in their sweat than others. If you get the white rings, you know, on your hat, you know, that's salt that's in your sweat. I always, you know, leading up to a hunt, number one is just your conditioning, and hydration with that is super important. So I advise people with my product, like, hey, you're getting immunity, you're getting your vitality blend first thing in the morning, and you're also getting your hydration. You know, drink this product every morning, you know, first thing in the morning, regardless of what, you know, your activities are, you know, for the day. Hydrate first thing in the morning, and then as needed, you know, if you have a heavy training session, I love to stack my hydration with my creatine. I take creatine every day. That's another product that I will offer soon. But I take, you know, creatine. Everyone and anyone can benefit from creatine, 2.5 to 5 grams a day. Ladies, you're not going to bulk up and get, you know, huge on creatine. There's a lot of nootropic benefits, cognitive benefits to creatine. So I, you know, leading up to the hunt, I would make sure you're staying hydrated. And part of that is just getting enough fluids, right, on top of your training. Now, when you're out in the field, you know, when I'm, you know, if I'm hunting elk in September and it's really warm and I've hiked a ton and I'm sweating a ton, I always drink my hydro just like I do every day. First thing in the morning, it's the first thing I drink when I wake up. I drink the hydro, and then, you know, in the field, if it's really hot weather, I'm going to be taking that 2 to 3 times on top of that, right? Depending on my activity level, how much I'm sweating. If you're starting to cramp, you know, muscle cramping can be a couple things. It can be because you're under conditioned, and your muscle's just not conditioned for the activity that you're subjecting it to. But it can also be, you know, from dehydration, loss of electrolytes, specifically sodium and potassium. Those two minerals send the electrical charge, right, for the muscle to contract. So if you're dehydrated and you've conditioned and trained leading up to a hunt and you're having some muscle cramps, it's a loss of the sodium and potassium, and that's where, you know, I would drink a couple servings of the hydro right away. And that's the thing. A hydration drink, you should be looking at a 2-to-1 ratio or 3-to-1 ratio of sodium to potassium. And you should be looking for an electrolyte drink with 500 to 1,000 milligrams of sodium, right? Now, I'm on the lower end of the threshold, 500 milligrams. The reason for that is situational, whether you want one serving for a lighter day or two servings right away after intense heavy activity, you can you know, alter it depending on, you know, what you're doing every day. So if you're out in the field, you're in California, it's really hot, you've hiked a lot, you've sweated a lot, I would be taking the hydro 2 to 3 times a day, or even more, you know, 4 times a day if you've really excreted a lot of energy, gone a long ways in the heat, you're sweating a ton. You know, it's super important to keep that balance. And you can also, by just drinking just water in those situations and not replenishing with electrolytes, you can dilute your electrolyte balance even more with just water. So that's why it's super important to have an electrolyte drink in those situations. And, you know, I'll end this with, you can get electrolyte. Well, you do get electrolytes from food, from the food you eat, right? But the most practical, efficient way and enjoyable way, really, especially in the heat, especially when you're, you know, really active, the most practical and enjoyable way is to replenish with an electrolyte beverage like the Dead Shot Hydro.
Love that. Yeah. Anecdotally, last week, what was it, Thursday? Did my Dead Shot in the morning. I think we did 8 miles on Thursday, hiking, spring bear hunting, and a lot of elevation up and down. And yeah, as a historically crampy person, never cramped once. So I can speak to its benefits. Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome. You talk about cramping. Like I get cramps. Like I always know when my electrolyte balance is off because my fingers are what start cramping. And there's been times when I've been like elk hunting that I'll have like my release and I'll go to like knock an arrow and my fingers are just like frozen from the cramping. And, you know, it's like, oh, and I need to replenish. And, you know, I'll share just a quick story. Last year I had the opportunity, and it was a lot of fun. I was able to introduce someone to hunting for the first time. And a buddy of mine, he's 50. He, you know, lives in Oregon. And he, on a whim, bought one of my old bows. Well, it was only a couple of years old. He got a screaming deal. But he bought my bow, and he really wanted to go bow hunting and hunt elk. So he bought a over-the-counter tag for Utah. And, you know, my family has a cabin in southern Utah. It's a limited entry unit here in Utah, but over the counter, you can, with a bow, you can hunt spikes or cows, right? And so he drove down from Oregon, and I put him in the meat grinder as far as, you know, elk hunting. I had a deer tag. I was looking for a really good buck, and so I took him to some nasty holes, and he, you know, we had the hydro, and like, I remember the first day we got up to the top of this ridge and it started raining pretty hard, and we got under a tree and waited out the storm, and he's like, I need some hydro, and drank some hydro. He's like, hey, I need another serving, pounded another serving. And he's just like, I can't believe how much better I feel. He's like, we were coming up that ridge. He's like, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want you to think I was, you know, wussing out. You know, and he's like, but I was cramping like crazy. I was super fatigued. He's like, and I just drank 2 servings of that hydro. And he's like, I feel 1,000 times better. He's like, it was almost instant, you know, and right then and there, I shouldn't say right then and there, but he later, like after the hunt, he signed up on our subscription model. You know, you get additional savings on our products with a subscription model, but he signed up on the subscription model. He gets 2 bags of hydro every month, And he's like, I take this daily. And, you know, that experience made him like a believer in the product and a believer in how important it is to maintain that, you know, electrolyte balance.
I can totally empathize with everything he dealt with.
Yeah.
I felt that same way myself. Like I'll feel, mostly for me, it's my quads, like right above my knees, they'll cramp like crazy. And yeah, I feel it coming on. This is, like I said, within the last couple of years when I learned all this stuff, and I'll sit down, I'll pound those electrolytes, and it happens fast. It's like instant relief. It's like, ah, I can move again. So yeah, it really works. It works.
And I'll say this, he was a first time hunter, right? And I've known this guy for a long time. And, you know, he's like very successful in almost every aspect of life, business, you know. I told him, it's like when he bought my bow, it was June of last year, I said, all right, we're going to be hunting at like anywhere from 9,500 to 11,000 feet in elevation. You got to train. And he started training like a madman. And I mean, he lives close to Mount Hood, you know, so he would spend almost every weekend on these long hikes with a full pack, you know, he trained and prepared himself for this hunt. He lost 30 pounds, you know, leading up to it. Like, he trained hard. He came prepared, right? And that's the thing, like supplements, and this is a supplement brand saying this. You look at the pyramid, I'll call it the pyramid of performance. The very, very tippy top of that pyramid, it accounts for 3%, maybe less than 3%, is supplements, right? So,
PM Josh. I lost the first part of that. I cut out for a second. So you said the pyramid.
So the pyramid of performance, right?
Okay.
You got everything from, you know, training to your nutrition to like gear. The very, very top, like, of that pyramid, supplements account for like maybe 3% of your performance. You know, so he had done everything to prepare to that last 3% to get him over the top, you know, was proper hydration with a hydro. And, you know, it's testimonial like that really motivates me and, you know, reassures me that, you know, this is like, I am providing value. And I would say that's the most important thing for me, is to provide value with the products I offer.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate your time. As somebody who's tried a lot of supplements, I also have been somewhat of a gym rat throughout my life, you know, a lot of pre-workouts and a lot of different stuff. I really did like your stuff. That's why we're talking right now. It's not because we just set up a random podcast. It's because I tried your stuff. I believe in your stuff. I like your stuff. I like your vision, what you're doing in the hunting space. It's really exciting. I would encourage everybody to go check it out, deadshotnutrition.com. And one more quick note for our listeners, Josh has kindly agreed to send some of his hydration product to the winner of our giveaway. So this year, when we have this Saturday, it's coming up quick. Our Meet the Quota giveaway, you're going to get some nutrition stuff, some hydration stuff if you win. So we're excited about that.
Well, awesome. Josh, well, I appreciate that. I welcome the opportunity. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, I look forward to more conversations. I think there's good stuff in the future. Excited to see what happens with you and Deadshot Nutrition and all the good things in the future. So more to come.
Absolutely. I look forward to it as well.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, man. Yep. See ya.